Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the recent exhibition of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad held in Garland, Texas, and the woman who organized this event and who refused to apologize for it. If we had taken a vote for most courageous woman in America, who would you vote for? My vote would go to Pamela Geller, age 56, political activist, known for anti-Islamic positions. She works against what she calls, quote, creeping Sharia in the United States. She is president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, which she co-founded with Robert Spencer. It has been designated an anti-Muslim hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So, she has that going for her. She grew up in a Jewish family in Hewlett Harbor, Long Island, New York. She attended Hofstra University, but did not complete a degree. She spent time working for the New York Daily News and other newspapers. She attributes her political awakening to the 9/11 attacks. Ms. Geller says she has no problem with Islam, but she says jihadism is a threat to civilization. She has founded an organization called Stop Islamization of America with Robert Spencer, who was one of the speakers at our Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. The keynote speaker was Geert Wilders, a Dutch politician and lawmaker with a long history of events critical of Islam. Mr. Spencer has published 12 books, including two New York Times bestsellers, but he is best known for his blog called Jihad Watch, which, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, is far right. According to Jihad Watch, a theology of violent jihad, which denies non-Muslims and women equality, human rights, and dignity, has been present throughout the history of Islam. Jihad Watch says that it is, quote, dedicated to bringing public attention to the role that jihad theology and ideology plays in the modern world, end quote. So, Ms. Geller decided to have her Draw Muhammad contest in Garland, Texas. The winning entry was drawn by artist Bosch Feustein, who was raised Islamic but abandoned the faith. Mr. Feustein was one of 300 people who attended the contest, which the New York Times, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Dallas Morning News, CNN, and Fox News all covered. They said she was uplifting free speech, right? No, folks, that's not what they said. They said she was, quote, baiting the Muslim terrorists into attacking them. She was baiting them, they said. They told her to apologize for what she did, apologize for baiting the terrorism. But she declined. She declined to apologize. She's a brave woman. We often hear that a free press is a best defense for a free society. That's what the journalists tell us anyway. Free press is the best defense for a free society. But as Daniel Greenfield pointed out in his blog, Sultan Nish, that adage is wrong. If I might quote him, quote, the best defense for freedom of speech came not from the journalist, or from the civil rights groups, or from the speech makers, or the activists. It came from an off-duty traffic cop working security outside the event targeted by Muslim terrorists. His partner, an older guard, didn't even have a gun and took a bullet to the leg, end quote. So, two attackers armed with Kalashnikov rifles left their homes in Phoenix, drove across Arizona and New Mexico to this event in Garland, Texas that Ms. Geller had sponsored. And they got two Kalashnikov AK-47 type rifles from their trunk at the front of the event and opened fire, intending to kill the people outside the event, then go in and kill everyone inside, a la Charlie Hebdo in Paris. But a traffic officer who had been hired by the event to provide security in his off-duty hours, armed only with his sidearm, killed both of them before they could kill anyone else. This appears to be one of a long line of cartoon attacks going back to at least 2006. There have been embassy burnings and other burned shops, restaurants, and so forth, along with many fatalities. Are freedom of speech and press worth defending? Well, Pam Geller thinks they are. Let me take a minute and read freedom of speech here in America to you, the First Amendment in its entirety. Quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. End quote. That's important to Ms. Geller. She's willing to defend it, and she's not apologetic about that. One of the attackers, Elton Simpson, was a convert to Islam and had once before attempted to travel to Somalia to fight with Al-Shabaab. He was sentenced to probation. Out of that offense, lying to the FBI, they said he got probation for that. His cohort, also known as Nadar Sufi, as I said, we seem to have here two frustrated grassroots terrorists, not highly skilled, highly trained professional terrorists, but those people who Al-Qaeda has been advising to stay home, to not attempt to journey to fight in the Middle East, but to stay home in the West and attack there. Even the Islamic State has been doing this, though it still encourages people to come and join them. It says also, if you can't do that, then fight at home and hit them hard there. Our old friend Scott Stewart of Stratfor tells us that the foiled attack is a sign that U.S. policies for the defense of grassroots terrorism are succeeding. The five levers of counterterrorism, Mr. Stewart says, are, quote, intelligence, law enforcement, military, diplomacy, and financial sanctions. These have been employed in a relentless manner against Al-Qaeda and its franchise groups, he says. Well, maybe so, Mr. Stewart, maybe so. But it was still one man and a handgun and the guts to use it that stopped the attack and killed the attackers. According to writer Karen McQuinlan, to claim that drawing Muhammad is an insult is a jihadi idea, not an American idea. It is applying their code to our behavior. It is normal political speech to draw these cartoons, not a gratuitous insult. That's the way she sees it, and it seems logical to me. Western civilization is worth defending, folks, as we've said so many times. Finally, Pam Geller deserves to be heard across America. If you have an event and you're looking for a speaker, I would recommend her most highly. If civilization is to survive this dark time, we must speak out, and she has the courage to do that. I'd be proud to have her speak at my event. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.